Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance, the show that offers you the guidance you need to transform things in your life. My name is Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Home Time Radio. Now, tonight, I want to teach you nature's path to good health. I mean, I am so passionate about your health. The truth is that nature is the only path that leads to health. There is no other way, in my opinion. This incredible planet of ours contains every resource you need to treat, to prevent, to cure disease. And each one is within our reach, from natural anti-inflammatories, from holistic therapies, to pain relievers, to cancer fighting food, to divine, to everything that the divine will left for us. For this rich and vibrant life of ours. Of course, artificial means pills, surgeries, invasive procedures, and they exist, you know, for health purposes, but I'm a firm believer that if we can heal in a natural way, and if we can heal through the nature and also through the ancient way, it is better. This is the best way to do it. Because sometimes the artificial can cause more harm than good. They can help one part of the body, so you can use a pill that helps one way and hurts another way. So the only way to feel better is to probably use the nature and in a way even eat better and think better. It takes time, but, you know, with the right supplements, with the right movement, with the right energy, with the right kind of thinking, with the right kind of food, you can achieve that optimal health at all level of your being. Now, the body has so much intelligence to heal. I heard one day a doctor saying, if you allow the body to heal, sometimes it's even good to fast if you can, giving the chance to the body to heal before you go and do a major intervention. I would love to share with you some secrets to wellness and teach you what you can actually do to return to equilibrium, to return to homeostasis. Because the word disease comes from a word meaning to be disconnected, to be unease. Now, the number one way to be aware is to listen to your body. The body will communicate with you, will try telling you things. And sometimes the body is in pain, and that's the first way when the body screams to you, telling you, hey, there is a problem here. And that's a way of communication. So when you want to cultivate good health, you first of all, you commit to total awareness of everything. Awareness of your action, awareness that you promise to engage in activities that advance your well-being. Because the best kind of medicine is preventing medicine. So in order to prevent a disease, you have to be aware of the steps that you need to take. Now, if you want to prevent a disease before it starts, you have to catch it in an earliest phase, and you have the highest chance of recovery. This is why it's absolutely crucial to communicate and to listen to your body and give your body its needs. If it feels pain, like I said, explore that pain. Explore and find where it's coming from. What is causing it? If it can be tolerated, if you can tolerate, let's say, a certain food, if you feel diet, if you feel weak, then you have to know why and what's causing it. Your body will always tell when something is wrong, but you have to learn how to listen. The best thing you can do for life, for your own life, is start today to become your own doctor. Another thing that I heard 2 days ago was somebody on social media asking, who actually was a doctor, asking himself, who's the best doctor? And he said, the best doctor is somebody who always talks in a positive way to the people around him, encouraging everybody, spreading good energy, giving a helping hand, giving a word of wisdom, finding time for others and empowering others and finding ways to help other people in whichever way he can. Because in this way, that good energy that he gives to other people will come back to him 10 times fold. So that is somebody who becomes his own doctor, because the good energy will heal him, will put that shield of protecting energy around him. So start today by becoming your own doctor, by the way you think, the way you act to others, by helping the world around you, helping all the people, helping children, helping the community, helping, you know, those who cannot help themselves. And pay attention to the way you think, to the way you act, to the way you intend to do things, and become your own doctor. Do your research and gain as much knowledge as possible by the way of the mind, by the way your body works, and by the way you cultivate your good health in a natural way. Western medicine treats each part of the body as a separate part of the body, not as a whole. But holistic medicine, that's why it's called holistic medicine, because it treats the body as a whole, as a totality, recognizing the cause and effects that happens when one aspect of being is out of balance. So the most important thing is the treating something as a whole, as a totality. If something somewhere is wrong in your system, it will affect other parts of your system. So I'll go a little bit into the three highly functional kind of holistic therapies, and you're going to see how interesting this is. But also I want to invite you to my show. This is a show that I'm doing for you. For you to receive information, for you to be able to communicate with me your needs, your intention, ask questions, to receive the information, the answers that you're looking for, the information that you're looking for. So the number to call is 202-570-7057. I work with somebody who's absolutely amazing. My producer, Christopher, is an extraordinary human being, and he is a good, good person. He will put you in touch with me, and he will definitely give you a chance to communicate with me, and communication is everything. You'll probably receive answers you never expect to receive, but how important it is to be able, you know, to talk, and how important it is to be able to get answers to all of your questions. So let's talk a little bit about these therapies that I'm trying to introduce to you, because there are three holistic therapies. And the first holistic therapy, the first type, is known as metabolic therapy. This type of therapy eliminates disorders through detoxification that goes deep at the cellular level, which means flushing toxin through natural ways and stimulating in the same time the immune system. It consists of anti-cancer foods, inflammation supplements, alkaline, water, enzyme, vitamin, minerals, amino acids, those Kotakola means that we need so much for the balance and stability of the brain. Now, so this is called the metabolic therapy. The second one is called the holistic therapy of the mind-body therapy, because it treats what? It treats emotions, behavior problem by working with the subconscious mind, the reactive side of the brain, through a method called hypnotherapy. It uses certain points of energy in the body, the meridians of energy. As you know, there are 12 meridians of energy. It uses it uses the chakra points, the seven, which in fact, to my opinion, there are nine chakra points, which are the points of energy. It uses aromatherapy, essential oils to improve emotional health. It uses yoga techniques, karma yoga, visualization using the mind, relaxation techniques, meditation techniques. So all of this, other forms of techniques that are called holistic therapies of the body-mind therapies. Now the third therapy is called nutritional therapy. And the nutritional therapy aims to prevent diseases and is considered the preventing medicine. It operates on the belief that everything that exists in nature, fruits, vegetables, have a healing effect on the body. The raw vegan diet is the most healing nutritional therapy that exists. This diet consists of eliminating all animal products, all animal suffering, meat, dairy products, eggs, and anything that is of an animal origin, and eating only raw fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, seeds, plants, and so on. What's important to understand is that anytime you cook a food at high temperature, it releases chemicals, it kills the vitamins and the minerals that are alive within the food. Now, the animal product and the processed food contain free radicals. The free radicals cause actually the disease, and they primarily cause cancer. Now, that's why we take all kinds of products to fight the free radicals. So on one hand, we eat all the meat and all that saturated fat and all the cholesterol-based, heavy creams and dairy. And then on the other hand, and then we kind of try desperately to cut on the cholesterol and cut on the free radicals. So it's just interesting. We harm on one hand, then we desperately try to repair on the other, instead of considering to eliminate the free radicals altogether. And then we wonder, why in the name of God I got cancer? How did this happen to me? Well, we're doing it to ourselves. But if you have any health-related concern today, pick up the phone and call 202-570-7057. And I know, you don't have to tell me, I know that we all have health concerns. And I'm here to answer your questions. I have a degree from Cornell University, and I graduated in nutrition, so I'm here to help you, even help you lose weight. I can even give you an amazing recipe to lose 15 pounds in 30 days, and I'll give it to you towards the end of the show, because it's so good to use it. If you think you're overweight, and I know a recipe that can help you detox your liver, your pancreas, your gallbladder, your kidneys. If you have stones in the kidneys, in the gallbladder, I have an amazing recipe that can help you. It's actually an Ayurveda recipe. It's not mine. It exists out there, but it's just goes back, to many years ago. It goes about the principle of Ayurveda. Ayurveda is the science of life. Talking about using the ancient concept of healing that always has so much wisdom in it and so much knowledge. Sometimes, the modern world lost all that philosophy and all the wisdom of eating the right food. But I want you to... before I go to a break, and then I'm going to go to Michelle, and then to other callers, and you, Pauline, in New York, I know you just joined my team of callers. You guys hold on the line. I'll be with you in a second. I want you to know that it's always a pleasure to have you as my friend on social media. Recently, I jumped TikTok, and I'm having fun. I'm doing dancing because I'm a firm believer that if we dance, we raise the level of the serotonin, the dopamine. We boost the immune system. Talking about being in a better health is so good for the heart, for circulation, for blood pressure, for cholesterol. So please take time every day to walk, to do a little dance. You don't have to take dancing lessons, but you know, I am doing dancing lessons for years and years. So I try to put some small pieces of my efforts to dance on my social media just to show you how significant it is to dance. And I don't pretend to be a dancer, but I love to keep myself in a good shape by using dance as a form of therapy. As you know, my book, Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty, is still there if you want to read much more about archetypes and what kind of an archetype are you. Do you know if you are a hopeless romantic, if you are a free spirit, what kind of a person are you? The way you express yourself, who's actually your match? Are you married to the right person? Or are you single? And if you're single, do you know the reason why are you single? So much to learn. And I just finished my new book. I'm excited about my new book. Also, I'm excited to believe that we can work together on these platforms, on social media. And I hope to have you as my friend on Instagram, on, of course, Facebook. I'm doing so many lives on Twitter, on even, as I said, even TikTok. Why not? Using these platforms to communicate is very important nowadays. But I'm going to take a short break, and then I'm going to go to Michelle in California. So lovely, Michelle, hold on the line just a second. I'll be with you in a minute.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back, so excited to be with you on Om Time Radio every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm going to go to Michelle. Hi, my wonderful Michelle, and so grateful that you called me. How can I help you today?
I just wondered if you could give me some advice. I had a work injury, and I hurt my back, and I'm a little concerned with, I'm having a lot of pain, and I'm really concerned because I think I have to hire a lawyer because I'm not getting the care I need, and I'm worried because I'm not happy in my job, and I'm wondering if you can tell me if you think that what I should do.
So you hurt your back. Are they giving you a hard time?
Well, they sent me to their doctors because when you fall at your job, it's called workers' comp. And it's been 4 months, and I've been in a lot of pain, and now I'm having a lot of pain running down my leg. And about 2 weeks ago, I started having really bad muscle spasms, and I'm not getting any.
Is this pain on the T5, where is it, on T4, T5, where is it on the spine?
I don't know where it's in the spine, but it's running down my, it's in my lower back primarily, and it's
the lower back. Right. That's the T4, T5, T6 on the lower spine, yeah. Because usually that kind of lower back radiates on the, it goes back on the leg. You feel, it goes down the leg. Do you feel the pain on your leg?
Yes.
It goes down the leg. It's inflammation. What I suggest, there is something that I absolutely recommend, and I'm not making publicity for products or anything on the radio, but there is a product called Heal and Soothe that contains 6,000 units of bromelain. Bromelain is an enzyme that comes from, it's absolutely natural. It is something I highly recommend. It is proven, scientifically proven, to work on the spine. It heals the inflammation. It is designed especially for something like this.
It's called Heal and what?
Heal and Soothe. If you send me an email, I'll send you a picture of the bottle. My assistant can show you how the bottle looks. And it's okay. Inexpensive, but I can promise you, on the radio, you will feel a million times better. I don't suggest cortisone injection. That's what usually a doctor will recommend. Because the problem is, if you do the injection, you might feel better for a week or so, then the pain will actually get worse. Okay. After the did anybody recommend that to you?
They said maybe epidural. But I'm kind of scared about that. So
no, epidural, not at all epidural. That's even worse. Why should you get epidural? No, that is not a solution. What you need, the pain comes from inflammation. Pain usually, in any part of the body where there's pain, there's an inflammation. Pain causes, inflammation causes pain. So what happens in your spine, there's an inflammatory process. And you have to take something that is natural to stop the inflammatory process, and then the pain goes away. I went through this myself, so I even speak of my own experience. So I know that if you take this product that is all natural and contain this enzyme in a high quantity, and being natural doesn't have any side effects and doesn't cause any harm of any kind, you will feel an immediate release of the pain, and you will feel better than ever. And without actually using anything artificial and without having to do injection. I personally, I'm not your doctor. I don't actually have the right to tell you, but I'm recommending this with all my heart.
Okay. It's funny because I actually called you because I wanted to ask you about my work situation, and then falling and everything has made it worse. So I want to leave my job.
I don't think that. So are these people calling you a hard time over there? They should not.
Well, the doctor wanted to put me out for 2 weeks, and they don't want to pay me my full salary. And it's just the whole, I'm scared because I obviously need the money. So I'm thinking about hiring an attorney.
That's a good idea. And I think if you hire an attorney, that's a good idea. You'll definitely be paid. You know what I mean? So if you do that, that's actually a very good idea. So if I were you, I'll do that. You understand?
Yeah, but I'm just afraid that they may retaliate. They can't retaliate openly and say you're fired, but that they may find a way to get rid of me before I'm ready to leave, before I find another job. So that's very concerning.
So don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid. They count on the fact that you'll be afraid and you're not going to do anything.
Okay.
But I totally believe that the justice is on your side, so if an attorney will call them, they will pay. Do I suggest for you to stay in an environment where they treat you like this? No. And so, in other words, on the other hand, meanwhile, make sure that you try everything every opportunity to find another job. And I definitely believe that in the next 2-3 months, you'll find another job. Way better than this one.
Do you have any idea what kind of job it will be or anything? Do you get any kind of feeling? Because you're so good about stuff like that.
I feel like it might be similar to this job, but way better paid. Intuitively, I feel it's a job that is even sort of closer to your home. The energy is better. I see a lot of nice people there. I picture a man and a woman that I really like because they're going to treat you very nice. A woman, short hair, blonde, blondish. That's who I see there. I think that she's the one hiring you there. I think the moment you start looking, the job will present itself. So the opportunity will come immediately. The moment you say, yeah, I'm ready to embark on something. There is a reason this is happening. Sometimes, you know, bad stuff happens for a reason. Okay. I really believe there's a reason here. I don't know if you agree with me. Do you?
No, I do, because I wanted to leave for a long time, but, you know, you get comfortable.
Right.
I really
Well, you stay there because you're afraid that, oh, I don't have money, I'm forced to stay here. I feel trapped here. I feel I don't have another chance, you know?
Exactly. You know, you're
so I don't want you to feel this way. I don't want you to feel trapped. I don't want you to feel stuck there. I want you to get your strength, walk away from there, but start looking for that. So in other words, agree that yes, I will allow it. You know, I will allow myself to have a new beginning.
Okay. Thank you
and
so
it's
much.
A way better, you can't even compare, so much better. Yeah.
Okay, so if I look, I will find something. Wow, I feel so much better. I'm so
the moment you look, this job will present itself.
Okay.
It's going to be fabulous. I will be so happy if you start looking. It's okay to find an attorney to let them know, because in this way you legally protect yourself and they're not going to do anything against you and they will be forced to pay you. But the moment you bring an attorney on board, then you at least you need to know that, hey, if there is an attorney, then, you know, I will have to leave, because then the atmosphere is going to be negative and I'm not going to be welcome there anymore. But if there is no attorney, they will not gonna pay you, you know?
Yeah, they're negligent for sure. I have witnesses, but it's just sad that it even had to happen, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, it's so unfair. It's so unfair. It's so wrong. They are so wrong.
So crazy. But yeah. Give 1,000%. Okay, great. And then I'll listen for your weight loss, because I need that too. I need that weight loss.
Yeah, there's a great recipe that I'm going to give in a little bit of time for, you know, that, yeah. That is really, really fabulous for weight loss. Okay, my lovely Michelle. So,
Thank you so much.
I love you. I love you, sweetheart. So send me an email at Carmen Harayuel, and my assistant Sarah will send you a picture of that bottle, you know, with Heal and Soothe, that you can actually find on the internet and even at Amazon. And take one pill during the day. And like in 2-3 days, you know, that inflammation subsides and you're going to feel a world of a difference.
Okay.
You'll feel so much better. So you don't have to go and do any other injection in that place, because that can only make things worse instead of getting them better.
I think the way that they try to treat the problem without really dealing with the problem.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Carmen. I love you,
okay,
too.
My lovely Michelle. I love you, sweetheart. Thank you for calling me.
Thank you.
I'm going to go to Pauline. Hi, my beautiful Pauline. How are you, my love?
Hi, Carmen. I love watching your dancing. That was fun. I was getting a kick out of it. I said, oh, maybe that's from your singing days. Maybe you used to do all those, you know, moves, and you had a partner. That was even more fun. I love watching with this young guy. You kept up with him, even though he was young.
This is my trainer.
And that helps too, right? That helps heal pain when you're dancing and having fun. You know, you're healing all this, like the inflammation sometimes goes away.
Right.
Having fun. Okay.
Yes.
My thing is, I actually have a problem lately, but I don't think it's, I've already done the inflammation route. You know, I took all kinds of things, but then I remembered my father had the same like rash, and then my mother had something to do with it. I think I'm doing like ancestral stuff or my family stuff, like I'm healing all their stuff because they can't heal it. I don't know, but sometimes I feel that that is part of the reason some of us, we don't normally get anything, and all of a sudden it pops into your life, like high blood pressure. I never had this in my life. All of a sudden I'm getting it. And I was surrounded by people who, in my family, they all have it. But I was told from my ancestors that I'm here to help get rid of the karma. And I'm assuming that includes illnesses that goes through, I can somehow heal it from my whole family. I don't know if you have that experience. So it's not only eating well and all that prevention. There could be more to it than just the physical. They should do that first, of course. You always got to love your body and take care of it. But if it doesn't go away, it could be way more. It could be emotional. It could be, you know, you pick it up from somebody else. You could be an empath, and you could just have taken on somebody else's illnesses so they don't have to suffer. I've seen healers get cancer from helping a cancer patient. I've actually felt it.
Right.
I got my, I took my husband's heart attack on for him. I eased his burden. And
right,
when he passed away, everything went away. All of it went away. So my husband passed away. So I know it wasn't mine.
Right.
A lot of things.
So you saying you have blood pressure now?
I don't know. I sometimes wonder when they take, I didn't have a doctor, so I went to one of these health fairs. So I didn't believe it. I said, no way. All my life, I never had high blood pressure. But, you know, you never know. But I kept, every single time somebody took my blood pressure, I started to ask, do you have high blood pressure? I just want to know that if you're giving me a press, and you're not maybe, I'm not picking up their blood pressure. I don't tell them exactly why I feel that. I just want to know if they've got high blood pressure. So now I'm going to be taking my own blood pressure, but I know it's not anybody else's. It's mine, you know? Then it's my family history. They have it. I'm the only one who's healthy of all my family. But like I said, I realize I pick up other people's stuff. I pick up, but especially if they're family, it may be more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm double checking, and I also want to make sure that I get tested and on all that and make sure I don't have, you know, certain indicators that, like, what is that? Cortisol, so that's stress, right? That's caused by stress, and you gotta get lower it by all these medicines, not medicines, by eating better, like you said, raw. But not everybody can be raw. You gotta have good.
Not
stomach,
everybody
right?
can be. I completely agree. I completely agree. But we used to say that if we can eat like this, that's probably the you know, the ideal way.
Especially
you know,
now in the summer. It's a good idea to do raw now in the summer. Now in the winter.
And especially, you know, fasting. Fasting is really, you know, it's really amazing. Yeah.
That's true.
If people can fast.
So,
yeah. That.
Carmen, okay, let me ask you, do you also intuit?
Sure.
Are you a medical intuitive? I know you took your Cornell class.
Yeah, I am a medical intuitive. I mean, I have my degrees, but I'm very intuitive and also medically intuitive because I also have medical knowledge. So, so that really helps
me. Okay, then I'll ask you from that aspect. I know your Cornell stuff.
Right.
So you could put it together. Can you tell me the situation with my leg? I don't know if it's a vein thing because I fell down. I almost fell down a flight of steps that almost would have killed me. So I twisted something. And ever since that happened, my leg has given me problems. And it's my right leg starting at the foot all the way up to the knee. I don't know if it's the muscle because the muscle also is like, I'm probably not eating enough. I'm not taking enough magnesium. I'm not sure.
Is the leg swollen?
It's swollen and it itches like crazy. I just had, I wanted to share something. There's an energy healer that's from Ireland. He's offering free every week from now on. I just tested him out. He's offering free healings for everybody. That's just a sample, obviously. It's an hour. I don't know, but I'll send you the information. You check it out. And you
Who's this?
His name is Niall Gerard. He's also a soul reader. Okay. He's going to describe that next week.
Okay.
It's a friend who is, he sponsors all these people. He knows a lot of people. He has his own show.
Yeah.
But I'll send it to you because I know you got to check out for your audience. You can't just trust anybody. And you don't want us to promote other people on your show. I get it.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's other things that there's a lot more. I got to share something with you because I think you'd love it. Scalar Light, it can do a lot of detoxing. You could do a lot of detoxing. There's somebody giving it away for 2 weeks for free. But I want you to do it first.
Yeah, please send me that information. I'm so curious.
Yeah, because I know there's vibrational medicine. You believe in that, right? It's not only.
Of course,
So that's why I figured I need this. To run this through you, so this way you
but
can
there are
check
many,
it out.
You know, that's what I'm trying to talk on the show about different ways and all this solution that exists and embracing most likely the natural way, natural solution for all diseases and all the natural supplements that people can take. And there's a lot of natural supplements that we can
take.
You
mean like your food will give you the vitamins rather than you taking thousands of supplements?
You know,
I can't stand
you can heal through the food, but there's also natural supplements that we can take.
Carbon 60? I still haven't ordered that yet. I got to get that.
Carbon 60 is phenomenal. Carbon 60 is phenomenal, and then Youth Switch is phenomenal because that's designed for longevity. It's a longevity pill. And all these pills, and even carbon 60,
look how young you look.
You
look, you look so young. I mean, people have no idea.
Because
I don't really know your age, but I can tell you're definitely.
Because of what I eat. Uh-huh. I don't eat meat. I don't eat dairy products. So one of the secret, you know.
You don't eat ice cream? You don't eat ice cream, but if you eat ice cream, it'll be like
I don't eat any ice
cream.
I don't eat dairy products. I don't eat any of that. I don't eat any meat. So this, I gave up meat 20-something years ago on meat. Yeah. So I don't eat
I've been trying my whole life. It's hard for me. Sometimes I listen to my body. It tells me, but it might be my cellular memory.
Because what happens if you give up on meat, you know what I mean? There's the protein that the body needs, so and that's where the iron level goes down, and so there is some issues that people develop if they give up on meat.
Right.
I know that, but there are ways of supplementing that in a different way. And if you get used to not eating meat, then the body is so happy actually, because we're not designed to eat suffering. If you eat meat, you eat suffering. You eat.
Right. You eat the poor animal who suffered to die while they were dying. That's what's left in the cells, and
you
eat it. People don't even give thanks.
And you put it into something that's alive. That's why meat is so difficult to be digested.
Some people don't appreciate. Don't even thank the animal for sacrificing his life. Like Native Americans thank for everything, and people who are observant, they thank them for their food. They give their blessings and thanks to the animal. So maybe that may change it. I don't know. I have people telling me that they eat meat, but they eat the organic stuff. There's no stuff in there.
Exactly.
But they don't eat that much. They eat very little. Very little.
Very little. Yeah.
So anyway, So medically intuitive, do you have any answer about my leg?
So medically, I feel like something there is in... sort of twisted, you know, so it's also a nerve and a vein, so it's a little bit more complicated, but you didn't respond, so is it swollen? Do you see an inflammation?
It was swollen for quite a while, and then it finally is going down, but every once in a while it go up, so I can't stand on my foot too long. I used to love walking. I can't do that as much as I used to.
Okay, well, also
I feel
it will get better. It will slowly
I just have to keep off my feet, right? I need to keep off my leg a little bit.
I think in time it will get better on its own. I feel you need some anti-inflammatory creams, those natural anti-inflammatory creams.
Oh, CBD cream, maybe. That'll help.
Yeah, the CBD creams. There are other creams. Send me an email. I'll try to show you
turmeric.
Which creams.
That's good.
Which creams I want you to use. You know, there are some some special creams that you can, you know, put in, because it's just local there. I don't think anything else can be done, but I see this process of healing takes a while, but it's going to get better on its own.
Great.
It's just,
I started thinking the worst. I said, oh, blood clot or something. I was like, afraid.
No.
Well, phlebitis. My mom has phlebitis, so I see her veins popping out. I said, oh, my God.
No, absolutely not. No, none of that. No.
But you know what else? My leg feels like cement. It's like, but you know what? Mm-hmm. I isolated myself for 2 months. I did not get off my foot. I stayed in bed the whole time, practically. I hardly walked out. So then I thought maybe my spirit was saying, you need to move forward. Stop staying still. That's what I thought my spirit was trying to tell me.
Well, you needed to stay still. You gave the body the time to rest. That was a good idea. You intuitively felt you very
But I needed to exercise, like physical therapy. You know how people stay in bed all day? You can't do that. You need in the muscle.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You need to exercise.
Thank you so much. I know there must be another caller waiting for you.
Yeah, I'm going to take somebody else. I love you, Pauline.
Bye-bye. I love you, too.
I love you, my dear. I'm going to go to... Actually, I need Maria from Texas. Hold on the line. I take a short break, and then I'm going to go to Maria in Texas.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And I'm back and I'm going to Maria. Hi, my lovely Maria. How are you, my beautiful?
Hi, my love. I'm good. How are you?
How can I help you, Maria?
Okay, I'm scheduled to have hernia surgery next week, and I've been very hesitant. I don't feel comfortable having it, but how can I get rid of my hernias without having surgery?
Yeah, that's a good question. So tell me, is it really bothering you? Because some hernias, how big is it? It depends. I have a hernia myself. It stays there, not bothering me, you know? So some become, questionable. Some you never have to touch. Now, doctors, usually if you go to a surgeon, the surgeon will tell you, remove it, you know?
But
I'm against removing anything, you know? And, you know, so if there's something that we can do not to remove and to heal it on its own or to live with this, Because any time we remove and we go against the integrity of the body, we can create other problems.
Right.
So,
and the thing is that he wants, you know, I think that they, when they do hernias, they go in there and they put a mesh in there.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to have a foreign thing in my body.
No, absolutely not, because that causes other, as I said, you
correct.
Try to fix something that causes other issues. So that's something that I don't feel really good about.
Right.
So I don't think your hernia, is it really bothering you? What are the symptoms that you experience?
Okay, about a year ago, my appendix ruptured without me even knowing. And so they removed some of my colon. And then when it was all over, you know, he says, you have a hernia. And so it bothers me, like at the very top of underneath my breast and right above.
Yeah,
my
that's
navel.
Where the hernia is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And so sometimes I feel pain there.
Yeah, but these are that separate things. So appendix is one thing. Hernia is totally a different story. These are two
correct.
Different stories. Let's not connect one and the other. Now, if the appendix ruptured, that okay. Why they removed part of your colon? It must be that something spread or something must have happened there.
But I
do feel that was well resolved, in my opinion. Do you agree?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Do you feel like you're okay with that? Because I feel like you are okay with that.
Yes.
And I personally don't think but you know what? I don't have a right, because I'm not your doctor, and this takes me a lot of responsibility. I just intuitively feeling, I don't think you have to remove it. And while you feel the same way in your heart, you don't really feel. But if you go to a doctor, the doctors will want you to remove it. You have to understand, if you go to a surgeon, the surgeon will absolutely convince you to remove it, because he doesn't know any better. That's what he does for a living. A surgeon
right.
would never tell you don't remove it. The surgeon will tell you go ahead and remove it.
Correct.
So that's something that it has to be very clear in your mind. So consequently, if it doesn't really bother you, if, okay, from time to time you say you have a little bit of pain, above the rib cage over there, you might feel a little bit of a pain. Okay, you can live with that. But if it's serious pain on a daily basis, and you know what I mean, it really affects your lifestyle and you cannot live with it, then it's a different story. But I don't think it's that bad. Do you agree with me?
I agree, yes.
And if it's not that bad, don't go and do all of that. Don't do it. Because, you know, this is not an easy surgery. It's not. Exactly like spine surgeries, all the statistics show that spine surgeries, 95% of them are not well performed and they don't produce results. Same thing is with the hernia surgery, similar situation. So you do them, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really make a world of a difference. It doesn't really, you know, So, but
right.
again, I'm not a specialist in this field, and I don't have the right to tell you what to do. But I feel for you, because I have a hernia myself, and I was told to operate it. I never did, and I live with this, and it doesn't bother me. So, yeah. So I feel for you. I understand.
Is there anything?
And I will not do it myself. I will not do it. Yeah. Do you
know
the how big it is? Do you know how big it is?
No. I know the doctors told me, but I just don't remember.
And also there is different types of hernia. So there's different types of ones. So it depends which type is it, you know?
Uh-huh.
So details of it, and if you look on usually they do a CT scan, and that's the way they find out details. If you have any of that and you want to show it to me and send it to me, I can investigate a little bit, medically speaking, give you more my medical expertise on this, though I'm not a specialist on this.
Okay.
But I have some knowledge on this, so I can look for this for you and give you my opinion.
Okay, I'll send you the information.
Mm-hmm. Please. Send me the information and then, And I can talk to you privately, Maria. I can talk to you. I want to help you with this because I really feel for you, and I'll do it free of charge. Don't worry about this. I just want to help you. That's it.
Okay. I know that I've been told that it won't heal naturally. Is that true?
No, nothing is true. Everything heals naturally. The body has such intelligence that it will heal everything, in my opinion. That's my perception of things when it comes to healing. Yeah. The body can heal everything. Absolutely everything.
So, me changing my diet, you know, eliminating...
will definitely help you. Absolutely, absolutely will help you. And I'm here to assist you on this one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. But give me a little bit, if you have a CT scan, send me that. I want to see what type of a hernia is it, because there are different types of hernia. I want to see how big it is, you know, and I want to see a little bit about this, you know, and then I'll tell you my take on it.
Okay.
Okay, my lovely Maria. Send it to me. I love you, Maria.
Okay.
Thank you for calling me. Okay, my love.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, and at the very end of it, I want to give you an interesting recipe to lose weight. And this is a fabulous recipe. And I can tell you that you lose around 30 pounds in 3-4 weeks. And it has all the ingredients that will help you lose weight. And you need four things. You need a pineapple. You need a pineapple because the pineapple flesh contains bromelain, exactly what I was talking at the beginning of the show, that helps metabolize the burning of the protein and excessive belly fat. So that's what bromelain will do. And also remember this drink that it's a drink that you actually take. It makes a pineapple, and then you need a pineapple, you need a cucumber, and cucumber is a natural coolant that prevents for the body to dehydrate. Then you need ginger. Ginger is helps with circulation, extremely good for circulation. As the warming spice that helps to inhibit your gut in absorbing, in controlling the appetite. So that's what ginger does. So you cut the pineapple in pieces. You cut the cucumber and the ginger, small pieces, and you put it in a blender. And then you add 2 lemons. So 1 pineapple, 1 cucumber, 1 ginger, everything is cut in pieces, put in a blender, and at the end, you have 2 lemon that you squeeze 2 lemon on top of it. And the combination in itself is fabulous in inhibiting the absorption of fat. And I want you to do this for drinking on an empty stomach and in the afternoon, 2 glasses of this. And it's guaranteed in 30 days, you will actually lose 30 pounds. Let me know if you're able to do this. And next week, I'll give you an amazing recipe to detox your liver, your gallbladder, and your kidneys. And most likely, if you have stones, I'll help you get rid of them. I'm Carmen Jara on Om Time Radio. I'll be with you next week. Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and I'm very grateful for listening. God bless you.